With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
On the hotline right now, our good friend, Dr. Sadie Allison, sex expert. You've seen her on Playboy TV and Discovery Health and E! She's stopping by today. She's got golovecbd.com, and then she's working out the travel right now. Hopefully, she'll be in town in February.
What is this hopefully business? She had sent me, she DM'd me, as the kids say.
Oh, boom.
And so I said, yes, you know, Jake, let's put this thing together, get you in studio, let's spend some quality time together.
Right.
She is the CEO, of course, of Tickle Kitty, Dr. Sadie Allison, bestseller, 2 million books sold. Now, you know, they put CBD on your ass for everything now.
Oh, yeah, CBD is what it is.
My kid's stupid, CBD. My dog don't behave, CBD. My girl don't listen, CBD.
I was illiterate, now CBD.
Yeah, right. But listen, the one thing I might buy is, if it's slick, let's use it to do stuff with.
Our next guest is a sex expert and pleasure coach who holds a doctorate in human sexuality. She has sold millions of books with titles such as Sex Position Secrets and Tickle His Pickle, as well as being the driving force behind the website, TickleKitty.com. She'll be in Kansas City to visit us next month. And today she's here to talk about her all-new Go Love CBD-based sex lube. Please welcome, friend of the show, Dr. Sadie Allison.
Oh, Dr. Sadie, how have you been?
Good morning. Been doing awesome. How about you?
I'm well.
Happy to be on your show again. And talk to you.
Great to have you. Listen, are you coming in February or not? Take that as you will.
I am working on it. I want to come see you so bad.
What is this working on a business?
I'm looking at flights. We're figuring out our travel schedule. Trying to come in on February 7th, a Friday. But I'll have to let you know.
Who do you love more that you're going to be there on Valentine's Day?
Who do I love more?
That's what I want to know.
Well, myself, of course. Well, you got to love yourself first.
Yeah,
Self-love, self-care comes number one. And then Johnny, you are number two.
Oh, you're the best. How's your boy? You guys, of course, she's your partner in the CBD company and CBD Love.
Yeah, John will come with me if I can make it out there. And he is my co-founder. Yeah, so he is a CBD scientist, actually, researcher and engineer. And he was actually been in the industry for a while. And so together we realized the products out there that there was no good quality water-based CBD lubricant for intimacy.
So
we got together and we said, we've got to make this product.
Let me get back to this real quick. He's a CBD scientist and he's been in this industry. Yeah. So he's breaking down what they call cannabinoids and the different ones, because different things do different things. Like the one they just isolated, the N, they're calling it cannabinoid N, they think is the one that helps you sleep really well.
Cannabinoid N, and then there's terpenes, and there's lamining, there's a whole bunch of stuff, and they're still discovering all of these things in the plant. So we're just at the beginning of this revolution with this therapeutic remedy that's natural.
Yeah.
That's also helping people. Yeah, it's really amazing. And what they're finding out is that when you use it in a lubricant, that not only does it help with discomfort, because it's an anti-inflammatory, but it helps with pleasure because it kind of takes that edge off. It's not psychoactive, as you probably know, so you don't get high like THC does for you. But when you use CBD, it just kind of gives you this full-body calm and takes that edge off, like if you had a glass of wine. And so people are finding in the bedroom that it really just takes that edge off. You can be more explorative. You're less conscious about your body or performance, and it adds so much more pleasure with the extra sensation, too.
You, and I would trust you guys on this, because we were joking about it before you came on. We get irritated because everybody, like, it doesn't matter what your problem is. Like, hey, man, yeah, no, I got a blown head gasket on the car. You tried CBD oil? I mean, just no matter what's it. My dad has Alzheimer's. CBD. My wife doesn't listen. CBD. I'm like, calm down with the CBD business. But you guys, you know, you're doctors and he's a scientist. And it does make perfect sense, man. It is a known painkiller and a natural one. So that makes sense. It's, if you can match it up with a good lube, I say yes. Why not?
You're absolutely right. It's not the cure-all, and that is one of the misconceptions. It's not the cure-all, and it's not going to get rid of your ailment per se, but it definitely helps support it. Like this lubricant, one of the markets that is just using this, it's amazing how well it's doing, is women that have dyspareunia, which is a medical term for painful intercourse.
A lot of women have it.
And that can be from a lot. 3 out of 4 women in their lifetime will have pain. And this isn't from having a well-endowed man. We're talking about endometriosis, postpartum issues, menopause, and dryness, and all these issues that women have that really aren't talked about because they're not sexy. But so many women have these issues, and with CBD, because of the natural anti-inflammatory, really helps support these women. And so it's like, wow, now we have a clean water-based lube. Go love CBD. And it has the CBD in it, which actually we were able to dissolve into a water base. You might know that CBD is not actually water-soluble. The oil is when you get an oil base, and you can mix that with oil easily.
This is also another...
We had to figure...
Great way to try to talk your girl into anal. I'd be like, hey, CBD, babe, CBD. It's really going to help with that discomfort.
Of course you would think of that.
Of course I did. Listen, I'm not, I am in no way any different than any guy you've ever met in your life. Like, I get it, but look, we're so weird and just basic. And I'll tell you the story. So I have this land known as Disgrace Land, 30 acres. Get these ducks. As they mature, these 4 ducks, 2 guys, 2 girls, 1 male duck is beating the other guy's ass nonstop and banging the other 2 ducks. I finally had to take the 2 girl ducks and take them to another happier place, a better farm for them. And now, guess what? The 2 guys, best friends forever, until you introduce the girl.
Oh my God, that is the funniest thing I've heard.
It's absolutely true. But I realize there's no evolution. This is our genetic makeup. This is what we wake up in the morning. We want to have sex. And now we've learned to keep the procreation from happening. But that desire, that need, it is nonstop from 8 to 80. It just goes, goes, goes.
That's right. It's this programming. It's animalistic, wired in your brain. And that's the hard part about being monogamous, is because that's a choice people make. You get married, you make the commitment, but that doesn't mean you're not going to be attracted to other people.
Every other animal in the world's like, you know, I tell you what, like at the land, I got all these deer I feed, all doe, not 1 buck. You know why? Because he already had them and he's on his way down the road.
Well, I'm happy that you took care of those ducks. That was the sweetest part of the story.
Oh, yeah. No, I'll send you a picture, Doc. You'll laugh. I move them inside a building right now because the pond will freeze. They're inside a building with their own 10x10 with a swimming pool. They get their water changed every day. They're hand fed. Then in the spring, they'll go back out to their 3-acre pond. Yeah.
That's awesome. Have you tried any CBD yourself?
No, I do like to, I don't smoke, but I do like to get a little high and have sex. That's pretty fun.
You know, that I'm glad you brought that up, because when you use CBD lubricant, the best thing to do if you do enjoy cannabis is to mix it a little bit with some THC in your preferred method, whether that's vaping or flower or a gummy. And when you mix the two together and use some CBD lube, I tell you, it's like an experience like no other. It almost feels like you're on other stuff, but you've got this extra sensation and everything feels better. I could tell you, John, I don't know if this is getting too personal, but as we had to, when we were in our research and development with Go Love, of course we had to try it, and tried it with different things. And man, we were up till like 5 a.m. one day.
Good for you.
Having a blast. Yeah.
And how long, how long have you guys known each other, Doc? How long have you guys been together?
In May will be 9 years.
This is why I trust you. If in 9 years you're knocking it out till 5 in the morning because it's super kick-ass fun, you're doing everything right. Like this is why people should listen to you about how to have a great sex life. Like, what is the old saying? My great uncle told me, he said, for a long, happy life, have a short memory in the bedroom.
For a long, happy life, have a short memory in the bedroom.
And all that, man, took me a while to figure out. And I went, man, leave it at the door, go enjoy each other. And then afterwards, talk about whatever your problem was, but it'll probably be a much smaller problem than you thought it was.
It's true. When you keep an active sex life and the intimacy going, you're much less aggravated with your partner. It's easier to let stuff slide.
Yeah.
You're not on edge, and you're a little nicer to each other if you guys are making love on some kind of regular basis. But I will tell you, we're not up till 5 o'clock all the time. This was one night when we were experimenting with the Go Love CBD, and we were adding some THC, and it was an amazing experience like we hadn't had in a long time. And we couldn't even believe we stayed up that late. I mean, we took breaks, we took little naps, but it was pretty darn fun.
Yeah. Listen, and here's the weird thing. And look, I'm not telling anybody to do drugs, but I can tell you that they've worked for me. maybe one or two nights in my life where I'm like, wow, that pill we just took sure does seem to work well with this whole thing. And it's
you know, life is too short to not experiment and have fun once in a while. Everything in moderation is okay, don't you think?
I could not agree more, man. It's we complicate our lives with all of these problems and all of these things. The truth is, tab A, slot B, it's what we were, again, wired to be like. And so I see people get in these marriages, these relationships, and a girl wants to be in a relationship, so she does it the wrong way. She's like, okay, I offer this. And the guy's like, well, that's all I think about, so I'm in. They never become friends. They're not really into each other. And then the second it becomes a thing, then everything hits the zero mark and people are just mad and they stay together. I'm like, listen, the basic part is enjoy each other physically. After that, if you can get that right, then you have a start. After that, you can see if anything good can happen. But without that, nothing happens. I'm not giving up I'm not going to be a protector and a provider for somebody that, I mean, I could do that with my buddy, right? I'm not giving him my paycheck. I'm not standing in front of a gun for him. You know, it's amazing to me that people throw their lives away and they don't do the basic, thing, which is enjoy each other, find each other attractive, and then work on everything else.
That's so huge. That's really huge. I even find for people who are just starting to date that it's even good to be friends first. I know from the female perspective,
sure.
Sometimes if you hop into the bedroom too quickly and you don't get a chance to know each other and respect each other and adore each other and miss each other and all those things. Once the sex kind of calms down a little bit and you didn't establish that kind of foundation, that can be hard to get back.
Of course. Or worse, don't bet when you're not honest with the other person about what you're into or not into. Like, if she doesn't like to put her mouth on it now, she's really going to hate it later. And it ain't going to go well. And, you know, invite whatever you're into, like, hey, I'm real super honest. Hey, this is what I like. And it's okay if you don't like it, but let's not waste our very precious time with each other.
That's right. Being open and honest and negotiating too, because not everything's going to be perfect. So if you talk about it, it's like even with John, when I do the laundry and I say, you need to take your socks off and not leave them up in rolled little stinky balls because I'm not going to unroll them.
Yeah.
And so he knows that if he wants me to do his laundry, that's what he's got to do. If not, then he gets rolled up clean ball socks.
I think that's a reasonable deal. And if you said that to me while you were naked, I bet I'd hear you really, really loud and clear.
And then we can use them to tie your wrist together.
Right. And I'm not letting you tie my wrist together with dirty socks. You got it? And he's like, he'll never leave his sock on the floor again.
Yeah, this subject went offline a little bit.
Well, listen, Doc, two things. I think the CBD, this Go Love CBD is incredible. I'm sure it works great. But let's get you in the studio. People like to ask you questions. And, you know, I'm a goon, so I could tell people what I think. But you're a genuine doctor. You're a bestseller. You're millions of books sold. You're TickleKitty.com. Everything that goes along with you, DrSadie.com, S-A-D-I-E. I think they'd love to have you in the studio again.
Thank you so much. I would love to see you. I will try my hardest, and I'll get back to Jake. We are trying to figure it out, and it's looking good, but I'll have to let you know.
So are you still seeing patients too, by the way, besides all this other bit, because you're so busy? Are you still helping people?
I have a few that I fit in, but I'm really focused on Go Love CBD because it's such a huge need for women with the inflammation properties to help with women that have that kind of issue. So I'm really busy with Go Love. I do see a few people I couldn't give up. You know what I'd like to do, if you were open to this, I could send you some bottles of Go Love CBD that we can give to some of your listeners, and maybe they can try it before I get out there.
Oh, absolutely. Look, I'll give it to Nick too. You know, Nick's a full service gal, and she has a healthy sex life. Nick, wouldn't you say?
Sure. Yep.
And you guys are open for pretty much anything. You guys have always been, right?
Well, I mean, within what we do, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not going to freak out.
I was trying to politely say she's a fan of the anal. That's what I'm doing. Let me lay it on the table. This lubricant, you can try the anal with
sure,
this lube.
Sure.
I know. You got all protective with it. I'm not saying you guys are banging dogs or strangers. I'm just between you guys.
Yes.
Anal.
Yes.
Anal.
Yes.
Nikki,
please.
Nikki, have you tried a water-based CBD lube before?
No. No, I have not.
Oh, okay. Fantastic. I look forward to getting your feedback.
I think you should start a business where you counsel a man and a woman and talk the girl into the idea that she should have three ways, and that would be perfectly normal.
Is that your thing?
Not yet. I think it could be with a little pushing, but wouldn't it be great if you could?
7th?
You're like, she's a girl and a doctor, honey. Why won't you listen to her? I think that'd be genius. You're not going to go with me on this, are you?
Mm.
No, I got you. You know, I didn't think you were going to go with
it.
It's one for the idea bank.
Popular fantasy.
It's not. Of course it is. What guy? Listen, if there's half a pizza left, we're probably going to eat the half a pizza. If you have a girl, that's what you're going to. If you have two girls, you're like, that's even better. Now I'm just a hog. I'm a glutton for this whole thing. And why wouldn't you want to be? Of course I'd want to do that.
I bet you've probably had some pretty wild experiences in your day.
Mostly they end in shame and humiliation and a good story. Very few end like where you tell a dude and the guy's actually jealous of what happened to you. I'll pick two or three of my favorite just complete and utter sexual disasters in my life, and you will. Ooh. I think you'll find. No, they're pretty funny. Like they're so human and stupid and ridiculous. Like it's just absurd. And because it is.
Tell me one now.
Okay. Well, one time there's a band called Love Hate, and they were on Columbia Records, Sony Records, and they were touring with Dio. And we'd been friends a long time. They'd stayed with me a bunch of times, and so I had this little bitty rental house over in Westport. And the tour bus, after they played the show from the arena, came over. This giant tour bus. It's bigger than my house. It's literally longer than my house. And we picked up these girls they had, and we're all in the living room in this little room, and everybody's partying, having a good time, squaring off with each other. And I take this girl into my room, and I get my condom, and she's wearing, I'll never forget, she was kind of a goth girl, and black and white stockings up over her knee, and crazy, just kind of out of her gourd type girl. And I'm trying to get everything ready, and it's definitely consensual, and everybody's agreed how this is going to go. And she's like, okay, slap my ass and pull my hair a little bit. All right, I'm just trying to get the condom on. And she's like, could you do it a little harder? And I'm just trying to get this condom on, because I've been drinking. And then pretty soon she's like, will you hit me in the face? And I'm like, what are you talking about? And now my penis with this condom is like it's like, you know, when your sock comes halfway off your foot.
Yeah,
it's this. And now this girl turns on me, calls me a pussy because I don't hit her in the face. And now I have no interest whatsoever. I'm like, listen, I have to throw her out of my house. And she's screaming while she's grabbing up her stuff, her purse out of the living room. Everybody's laughing at me. And as I'm shoving her at the front door, and she's calling me an effing pussy all the way out the door. And then I had to lock it because she tried to let herself back in again.
Oh, my gosh. I didn't want to let down.
Or I can tell you about the time on my birthday. Uh-huh. Same house. I'll tell you this and I'll stop. So I'm out with a couple of my buddies. One of them works in the industry, and the other one has a family, so I can't say their names. And
okay.
We go out to a club we'd always gone to, meet up with a girl. She has a bunch of drugs, so we all take this X. Everybody just leaves each other. I end up at my house with this girl, and it was a little, same little rental house. You'd walk in the front door, and the living room was maybe 12 by 12, and then the dining room just had a little half wall, and then the same thing. And this house is probably built in the early 1900s. But my fish tank was right there. So I remember coming inside the house. I remember sitting on the floor and her facing me, and the fish tank was behind me. The next thing I remember is my buddy walking through the door. I look up. He's standing over me. I've got an erection. My pants are around my ankles, and I'm sitting flat on the floor, and I'm like, what's going on, man? He goes,
oh my.
And he's looking at me, and I have this, and it's only probably 2 seconds in between. What had happened was I apparently started snoring while she was mouth hugging me. She gets mad, walks out the front door as he's coming up the front steps. And I just happened to go out and then wake back up again. And just about in time to be sitting in front of my buddy with a hard on and wondering why he's standing over me, like at the foot of my, at my feet.
Oh my god, I would have loved to have like that moment in time, like photo captured.
Yeah,
that would be frightening to wake up and see that if I were a guy.
Yeah. Yeah, and you're high as balls on X. Yeah.
So you were probably like, "Yay, love everything, love everyone."
Nope, sucked all the fun right out of that. Nope. I mean, that really shut it down. I went to zero on that one for a while. Yeah, I just went in the room and just stared at the wall, wondering what the goddamn hell's wrong with me.
Wow.
All right, your turn.
You've got some pretty amazing. I was thinking about which story I could tell, but I don't know. No, Johnny, I might have to tell you if I can get out there to Kansas City.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, I think mine aren't so radio friendly.
Well, you gotta be just careful you tell them. I one time burned my testicles on a Volkswagen Rabbit because I was in high school.
Ow.
I threw my jacket on the hood of the car. We jumped out of the car in the country. We're going to get after it. And I pushed my pants down because, you know, you're high school and all. And I kind of leaned into it too far, and the grill is right there. I was afraid I had a VW grilled on my own scrotum. That was kind of a bad day.
Oh, my gosh. Ouch.
Yeah. Sad part is, these are all 100% true, and I can do this all day because I'm a clown.
You're pretty unique, and I love your story.
Hey, if you're just going to show old friend of the show, Dr. Sadie Allison is there. You guys feel the sexual tension between Doc and I? You feel that?
Was so worth waking up for today.
Isn't that great? Doc. Hey, for real. You know I love you.
I love you. I think you're so cool. You know, you're my favorite radio host. Well, you talk about sex so well in an educational way where people can actually learn, but with entertainment and fun and honesty. I really respect that about you. You don't know how many people I've spoken to that just can't go where you go or do it how you do it.
Well, those are people who have a greater need for a future than I think. You know, I'm over it. You know, it's just, listen, it's what you think of. If it wasn't for sex, if it wasn't for our drive that we love the opposite sex so much, or the same sex, whichever you're into, but we wouldn't think about it. Why do I shave? Why do I get my hair cut? Why do I use soap? Why do I use deodorant? Why do I get new clothes that are up to date? I'd live under a bridge eating beans out of a can next to a campfire if I didn't have any sexual urge. I mean, like, why would I bother with all this? You know, it's the strongest urge we have.
That's so true, and it's such an important one, but I'm so glad that nowadays, finally, people are starting to relax around it. It's not so taboo. I think when social media started and people were able to talk to each other easily all the time and freely and talk about the gender issues and differences and preferences, like now, you know, in the sex toy market, it's just finally opened up where it's not such a big deal. You know, like, hey, everybody, we're human. It's a natural instinct. It's just pleasure, folks. That's what I like to say.
Well, that's it. That's exactly right.
More fun and experimenting. I love it.
No.
I love being in this industry. It's been almost 20 years that I've been a sex educator and writing books and promoting sexual health and wellness and pleasure.
Well, the thing that stuck with us is the fact that you grew up in San Francisco, right? And your parents were really open about sex. And so you would teach the other girls in high school about self-pleasuring and how to have sex and how to masturbate, right?
That's how I got started. Yeah, I grew up in San Francisco in the 70s, and my parents were hippies, and there was no shame around sexuality. I didn't grow up with any of that negativity or guilt or any of that stuff that I think so horrible that so many people grow up and have all these issues because of that messaging. So everything was positive in my household, and in high school, I would talk about sex out loud because it was normal, and I didn't have any shame around it, and my girlfriends all did. And I was like, wow, really? You've never touched yourself? You're uncomfortable even having sex with your boyfriend, really? And I was so surprised. And I said, well, you know how to masturbate, right? You can pleasure yourself and get there. And they're like, well, no. I mean, well, how do you do that? And I was like, really? So I started telling my girlfriends about the pleasure spot, about lubrication, techniques for touching, and I would teach them how to give themselves orgasms. And they'd come back to school the next day and say, it worked. And they were so excited and elated, and I didn't even realize how good that was gonna make me feel, giving the gift of pleasure. Like, just as much pleasure that they had to know they could finally have the big O, I was just as pleased knowing that I helped somebody in that way.
Jesus Christ.
I set them up in a whole new direction. And that's what set me off on my career to being a sex educator and getting a doctorate and then taking my knowledge and putting them into books and then spreading the love on radio and letting more people know that it's okay and it's pleasure and here's how you do it. So yeah, it's been an amazing journey.
Well, and let's
now with go.
Go ahead. Mm-hmm. I was just going to say that you are amazing because you are the opposite of Dr. Ruth Westheimer, who was an important person, and she broke it to the world because she wasn't sexually threatening. And I guess we needed that in order to talk about it because she was a, you know, a German sounding little midgety lady, and so she wasn't sexy, and so we felt like we were being scientific, I guess. But what I found was, in no way did I want to listen to her because I didn't find her attractive. I didn't think what she said was attractive as a guy. I was like, ugh. I mean, it was risque to talk about, you know, sex with that, you know, the way she would, but it didn't feel like you were getting anything out of it. She was just kind of saying stuff we already knew. I think doctors like you over the years have really changed them and made women know that they didn't have to be ashamed of themselves, their orgasms, their bodies, the way they look, the way they smell, the way they taste, anything. Just, it's all good. And that's the empowerment, because what's sexier than a girl with confidence?
That's right. I couldn't agree more. And I do agree, Dr. Ruth definitely had a great place in history, and she's still going, too. She still does speaking engagements and had a book out last year. She's definitely the grandmother of sex education and set the path for myself and a lot of other people that have done great work.
I think that you got to stop having sex. You got to stop being a sex educator when you stop having sex.
Really? That's funny.
Just, you know, I felt the same way about when I went to Catholic school and I realized nuns were giving me advice and priests on what I should do sexually, like, which is, of course, abstain. But I'm like, you don't bang and you don't bang. Eh-eh. This doesn't sit well with me. Yeah. And the fact I had to get into a box and tell another man I jerk off felt awfully awkward as well.
Did you used to do that? And did you used to go and
altar boy
to the box and say that and have guilt around it?
Yeah, you have to.
I grew up Catholic, man. Are you kidding me? I went to a Catholic school in Hayes, Kansas, middle of nowhere, German Catholic, with awful.
What was your education like around sexuality? What was it, shame and guilt, and you're not supposed to touch yourself?
Nothing but. Yeah, nothing but. Don't squander your seed. I'm like, I don't even have any seed. I'm just tugging on my D, man.
You're going to hell.
Yeah,
you're touching that.
Absolutely. Yeah, anything that felt good below the waist was you're going to hell.
And think about it. How many Hail Marys cured you because you did them after going to confession?
I never did them. I tell them I would and I wouldn't. And then I have to confess about it. But it was, you literally had, imagine a kid who's just about at puberty. You're starting to feel it, but you know about it. And you go, okay, you are a grown human being wearing a weird penguin outfit. You're pretty scary and angry all the time. Mm-hmm. And you're married to God? What? I don't understand what that is, but you can't ever have sex or a family. Like, I have a mom and dad and I have brothers, but you can't ever have that. But you're going to tell me what I can do. And then you look at a priest and you know what they are. And they're held in this super high regard in this religion. And I'm not even bashing Catholicism, but it's all built on guilt about, because that's the control, right? It's the strongest urge you have.
Right.
Why do they not want you to use birth control? Because it's an abortion? No. Because they need more Catholics. That's what fills the coffers. This isn't, you know, it's not science.
Yeah, it's horrible. It's so confusing for a young adult.
Oh, it didn't
and
stop
you're right.
Me.
You know, I've talked about this. John had the same thing. He can share it with you as we get out there on the 7th. But, like, the confusion and the guilt, it's like, why am I not supposed to? I have this urge, and you're telling me I'm not supposed to, and I want to respect that, but I have this strong urge, and you're right. I have brothers and sisters and parents. So, yeah, it's really, I hope that changes. I hope that continues to change over time, because I feel like that's such a confusing head.
That it is. That it definitely is. Well, it's control, man. Listen, and this is another thing. Why do you think terrible people, these monsters, pedophiles, get away with it? Because we teach a kid not to say penis and vagina or anus or whatever. We make them call it their pee-pee or their noonie or some other ridiculous, absurd name. Because what we teach a kid, that's your nose, that's your elbow, that's your eye, that's your mouth, those are your ears. But we get somewhere down here and we're like, oh, no, 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 no. So what does that teach them? Okay, that's bad. Now enter the bad guy. That bad guy does something bad, but you feel already screwed up about this anyway. Of course you keep it to yourself as a kid. An adult told you to shut up and don't say anything, and now you're a victim. But if a stranger walked up and pinched that kid on the ear, you'd have no problem looking at an adult in the eyes, a little kid, and going, that bad person hurt my ear, Mom. But man, we teach kids to keep it to themselves, and that's a terrible idea.
That's absolutely right. That's a huge issue, too, that really bothers me, is all that stuff that goes on. And you're right. I never thought about how just not using the proper anatomical terms contributes to that whole issue. of what's going on with children and the adults. Yeah, on top of everything else and the manipulation and the coercing and the, all of that stuff. So, wow, that was really interesting. They just shared it that way.
Well, think about it. If you ask a little kid, where's your feet? They'll point to their feet with no hesitation. If you were to ask a kid like that didn't know you, like, hey, point to your vagina. They'd look at their mom or their dad and be like, what am I allowed to? You can't do that, right? Because it's a bad thing. Like, it's part of the secrecy. It's part of the terrible circle of shame that we pile onto these kids. I'm like, stop it, man. It's just you eat, you pee, you poop, you throw up, you do whatever. Like, it's all just part of this thing that we are.
We got to get past that. And I think by you talking about these things on the radio and continuing to spread the love and positivity and the proper way to think about things, all good work, Johnny.
All right. Listen, then do me a favor and you talk to my girl about just giving in a little bit on this three-way business because she doesn't seem to be really willing about it.
How are you doing with your girl?
She's great. She is a peach. She puts up with me. She actually seems to like me. Shenanigans are at an all-time high. So, I mean, but we've never had a problem in that area ever. It's always been a good, healthy, you know, the secret to happiness on all levels for us. We have just a rule that the answer is always yes, no matter what. Where do you want to eat? That's where you want to eat? Yes. You want to see that movie? Yes. You want to fool around? Yes. It's just the answer is yes. The secret to a happy life is the answer is yes.
The answer. Happy wife, happy life.
Yeah.
That's right. That's a good way to go. The answer is yes.
Yeah.
Everything.
It's just not that. It's
yes,
not
honey.
That hard. It's
yes, honey. And I always like to say one of my biggest mottos is to be a generous lover.
Sure.
And to think about your partner's pleasure. You know, there's a fine line when you're making love. There's one way where a man, he will be making love to his woman, and he's thinking about himself and his body and his sensations and how it feels, which it feels great, right? And he's maybe approaching climax, and he's thinking about how great it feels. But then there's the other perspective where he's making love, he's doing the same thing, but now he's thinking about what is he doing in his motions where it's feeling for her, and it's not about him and his penis and himself. Now it's more about how am I making her feel with me and what I'm doing and my angles and my thrusting and my different techniques, right?
Sure.
So it's really, when I say be a generous lover, it's like think about making love to your partner as opposed to making love with your partner and you're focusing on how it feels for you.
Well, what's sexier as a guy? Like, let's face it, our egos are so fragile. Like, if you can bring a girl to orgasm, like that, I mean, that's why if you won't do it for her, do it for your own ego to bring her there. You know what I mean? Like, you'll feel good either way. You're going to feel great because you know what? You're like, I am all that is man. And it's fun. It's supposed to be fun, you know, because for me as a guy, and all guys know what I'm talking about, you have to spend the first 90% trying to back away from the finish. And it's a great idea to focus on her because then that last 10%, you're like, and all right, I'm up. Let's go. Like, I'm headlining. Here we go.
You're headlining. That's right. Because at the end of the day, most of the time, you're gonna finish and you're going to have your pleasure at some point at the end. So it is really about pleasing the woman, which also does come back to you tenfold.
Absolutely.
In that ego and that knowing that you're able to give that kind of pleasure. Because it does feel good to give. Be a generous lover.
Absolutely it does, man. In every way. Also, I'll urge you ladies to learn this phrase right now. It's not going to lick itself. I'd put that on your PJs if I were you ladies.
It's not going to lick itself.
That's right. You, listen, Doc, hopefully you'll get in here and we get to spend some time hanging out, you and John and I, and we'll talk to people. And it's always entertaining. I think it's funny because some people get shocked and shamed. And other people are like, thank God we can just talk about it. And I think other people are just getting good ideas and having better lives.
Yeah, opening the conversation. That's all it is. And if someone goes home this evening and speaks with their partner about something they heard this morning and it just starts a conversation and you learn something new, then we did our job.
Yes, indeed. All right, listen. I love you. I hope you make it in. I can't wait to check out this this new CBD lube. It's Love, Go Love, CBD.com, G-O-L-O-V-E, CBD.com. We'll get some, we'll give it away, and hopefully we'll see you in February.
Thank you so much. Always good to talk to you.
You too, Doc. See you later. I do like her an awful lot.
She's a good one.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.